the language of desire, dirty from a distance. When miles separate you from your partner, use the opportunity to get dirty from a distance. Rather than look at your separation as a negative, it's possible to use it as an advantage in your sex life. It does take effort to maintain a sexual connection across the miles, and it takes a willingness from both of you to keep that connection humming. Technology plays a key role here. Texting, phone, and Skype are your sexy secret weapons. In this lengthy lesson, I'll give you specific techniques that match your situation, whether it's a long-distance relationship, an LDR. That's where you're in a long-distance relationship where miles separate you 24/7, except when you have planned visits. So that's where you permanently both live, you each live in different locations. An LTS, this is when you have a longer-term separation with a specific date to be reunited, such as a military deployment or like a 3 to 6 month work contract that has you separated, but it's for a defined period of time. And then there's an STS, and that's a short-term separation due to a business trip or other circumstance. That's generally a few weeks to maybe even just a few days. So I'm going to break this lesson up into three parts on the audio. The first one we're going to tackle is texting or sexting. Sending sexual texts is the easiest way to get dirty when miles separate you. You can say crazy, perverted things without showing your nerves. And you don't have to worry about privacy or scheduling logistics like you do with the phone or with Skype. So let me show you a great example. My friend Katie is in a long-distance relationship. She lives in the States, and her boyfriend is an expatriate living in England. So they have a scorching sex life despite being separated by an ocean. The following is a flat-out raunchy sexting conversation that she shared with me with permission to share with you. She starts out, "If you only knew... ... him... If I only knew what? Her. How hot I'm getting thinking about your amazing dick right now. Him. Oh, really? What would you do if me and my dick were there with you? Her. First, I'd tease you by running my wet tongue up and down your shaft. Him. Her. Then, when I knew you were dying to grab my head and force yourself inside my mouth, I'd take you all the way into the back of my throat in one move. Him. I'm so hard right now. Her. Swirling my tongue over your tip each time I slide my mouth over your entire length. Him. Oh, God. I get so hard thinking about you sucking my cock. I want to grab a fistful of your hair while you're sucking me. Her. I love fucking your cock with my mouth. God, I want your dick so bad. My mouth and pussy are aching. Him. I'm going to come in your mouth and watch you swallow. Then that pussy is all mine. I want to taste you, then fuck you so deep. Her. Him. I'm going to spread your legs and your lips so I can lick your clit and stick my tongue inside you. Your whole body trembles and quakes as I lick and suck your sweet pussy. Her. Make me come, baby, then give me that dick. Throw me on the bed with my head, hands behind my back. Yank my hair as you push inside me, hard. Him. I'm going to tease you first. Just the tip. Until you beg me to go deeper. Beg me, Katie. Tell me how bad you want it. Her. I want your cock so bad. Fuck me now, baby. Him. I push my rock-hard dick into your tight little pussy as deep as I can. I pound you from behind and spank your ass because you're my dirty girl. Her. I'm yours, baby. Do what you want with me. Everyone in a 2-mile radius will know because I'll be screaming your name. Wow. Okay. They sound like sexting pros. And would you believe that just a few months before that, before Katie shared this with me, the idea of saying anything remotely close to this left her terrified and tongue-tied. It's true. The first time or two that you sext, it's normal to feel nervous. And that's why I want you to do it over text first, before using your phone or Skype. You can build your confidence this way. It's a great way to get comfortable with the dialogue and have time to craft great replies and let your inner pervert out to play. Question: Do I have to be that raunchy? Absolutely not. You can tailor your dialogue to suit your taste level. It's totally possible to have a completely erotic sexting session without cursing or being raunchy. The trick there is to be descriptive. Say how it feels, describe the action in detail, tell him what you want him to do to you. I want you to take a moment and read through or reread through The Naughty Thesaurus from Module 5, and you'll see tons of descriptive and alternate words for body parts and sex acts, so that can help you tailor your language to your comfort zone. So creating a sext starter, I always like to start out with a playful text that begs for a response. Some ideas are, if you were here, I wish, guess what I'm doing, stop, know what, and you have me so. Make sure you use the ellipsis, the dot, 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 after each sentence, because that tells them there's more to the thought. And at first, he may be confused by your message, but over time, these little hooks become the signal that he's in for a sizzling surprise. That sex starter gets his imagination revved up. From there, you can steer the conversation any direction you'd like. You can jump right into the action, making it a sexting quickie, or start slowly and more innocently for a drawn-out tease. Here are some possible ideas for you. I call this one playfully innocent. So I'm going to read the starter and then some possible follow-ups. So you would say the starter and then wait for his response of, you know, what? And then you follow up with the reply. So the starter on this one is, if you were here, dot, 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 I would meet you at the door totally naked. Or, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off of you. Or, you'd see just how naughty I'm in the mood to be. Very, very naughty. The next one, I wish I could feel the weight of your body on top of mine right now. You could feel exactly how turned on I am right now. You and what's in your pants were in front of me this second. The next one, do you have any idea how turned on I am by you? The thoughts I'm having right now, are you blushing? You should be. I am longing for your touch right now, baby. Okay, and the next set is what I call jumping into the action. So again, with these same starters, this one you'd start out with, if you were here, I would take you in my mouth, licking and sucking until you lose control. You could bend me over the back of the couch and take me hard and fast the second you walk in the door. You could pour honey all down my naked body and lick it all off, inch by inch. The next one, start out with stop, making me so horny. I can't get any work done thinking about what I want you to do with my body. Stop filling my head with deliciously dirty ideas, and then you would go on to describe them. The next one, you have me so turned on. I need you inside of me, filling me up, making me moan so bad right now. Or you just say, wet right now, and then launch into what would happen? A sexting quickie. And these ones are a little bit more graphic. They're just meant to be kind of a hard and fast moment of arousing him quickly. If you were here, I'd be stroking your hard cock and begging you to fuck me. I'd be face down, ass up on the bed so you could feel me so deep. You'd be enjoying my tight, wet kitty cat. The next one, my pussy is so ready for you. I want to wrap my mouth around your cock right now. The next one, you have me so horny right now. I need you to fuck me bad. And on the example, I put like three or four D's on the bad. Just, you know, it's an exaggeration. The next one, you have me so turned on and wet. OMG, I want to feel you inside of me, fucking me hard. So hopefully if you send some of those, he'll decide to jump into the action and provide his own dirty commentary right back to you. Unless you're delivering a pre-written movie script, like the erotic action movie in Module 5, let him have a hand in steering the dialogue, so it's a back and forth. Both of you being active participants is part of the process of building this connection across the miles. You're both participating. Now, if your man is shy or not totally comfortable sexting, asking questions that only need a simple yes or no response is perfectly acceptable. Things like, does that feel good? Would you like that? Want me to keep going? Are you hard or turned on? And sometimes you might not get a response right away after firing off a sext starter. You can decide to continue on and send the second part of your message after a few minutes, or you can simply wait. Perhaps you turn it into a tease when you see or speak to him next. Ask him if he saw your text, and when he says, "Oh yeah, what were you going to say?" you reply teasingly, "Only good boys who reply get to know what was on my mind," and then change the subject. And this trains him, again, to pay attention and reply if he wants the reward. When you get ready to send that first sext starter, here's what I want you to do. Take a deep breath. Remind yourself of how sexy you feel when you're with your man. You can revisit your list of things that turn you on to help get you in the mood. Let go of the expectation of what will happen next. And remember that you are confident and in control and will handle things as they happen. Now, the next type of texting are called memory recall texts. Using the power of shared memories in your text is a great way to immediately get his mind exactly where you want it. And they also serve to stroke his ego by letting him know just how great of a job he did to satisfy you sexually. With these texts, you're going to paint a vivid picture about an intimate moment that you've already shared together. And you can start these with a curiosity hook or just launch into the story. The choice is yours. So you could start with something like, "I can't stop thinking about ... Remember that time?" Or, "My mind keeps drifting back to..." And then you follow that up with the memory. So, a couple of examples. "When we snuck off to your truck at your cousin's wedding, you looked so hot in your suit and I couldn't wait to get you all to myself." Or, "Last summer after the reggae concert at the winery, grinding on the dance floor got us so turned on. When we got home, the way you just took me straight to the bedroom, pushed my skirt up, and fucked me. Wow, it gets me so wet every time I think about it. When you woke me up last Sunday with slow kisses down my stomach to my hips, then to between my legs, the way you know exactly how to make me climax. That was the best way to wake up." Now, obviously, I don't know your specific memories. I just created a few examples here. So you can use the memory journal worksheet that you did in Module 4 to recall specific things from your sex life to use for this material. For longer memories, you can break them up into sentences and send them one at a time or a few at a time. With memory recall text, he might not respond, which is okay. At the end of the memory, you could ask a simple question that only requires a yes, like, "Wasn't that a fun night?" Or, "Want to recreate that memory soon? Are you as turned on now as I am?" And if you want to get a dialogue going, you can ask him something that requires a longer reply. "What was your favorite part of that night?" Or, "What memory of our sex life turns you on the most?" This next group of texts I call clear directions sexts. Sext, that's a hard word to say. These texts get straight to the point. You're going to tell him exactly what you want him to do to you or what you plan to do to him. Basically, you construct these texts using the following formulas or ones that are similar, almost like Mad Libs, very naughty Mad Libs. So the sentence, the template here is, "I can't wait for you to blank in my blank." Examples: "I can't wait for you to slowly undress me, looking at me with those sexy bedroom eyes. I can't wait for you to nibble my nipples, licking, sucking, a little biting. Do you know how hot that gets me? I can't wait for you to give me your hard cock in my hungry pussy. The next one. Tonight I'm going to blank your blank until you blank. So, some examples of filling that in. Tonight I'm going to stroke you with my hot, wet tongue until you go over the edge with pleasure. Tonight I'm going to suck your cock until you come. Tonight I'm going to ride you until you come so hard. So you see, I kind of switched it up a little bit. You don't have to follow it exactly like the Mad Lib or the sentence structure. The next one is, I want you to blank my blank until I'm blank. I want you to lick my clit until I'm writhing and moaning and climaxing. I want you to fuck me from behind until I'm making so much noise I wake the neighbors. I want you to go down on me until every part of my body is shaking with pleasure. The next one. First, I'm going to blank, then I want you to blank. So the examples. First, I'm going to torture you with a slow, sexy striptease. Then, when you can't control yourself for one more second, I want you to have your way with me. First, I'm going to get on my knees, unzip your pants, and take you deep into my mouth. Then I want you to watch as I work my magic until you explode. And, first, I'm going to slather whipped cream all over my tits. Then I want you to take your time as you lick it all off. So these are just a few basic formulas that make it easy for you to get started. And as you can see from the examples, again, sometimes you have to tweak them a little bit so that they make sense for the specific direction that you're giving. And as you grow more comfortable sending these kind of texts, by all means, I want you to unleash your creativity and write out your own explicitly specific text. And the next continuation of this lesson, we're going to talk about phone sex.